Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hey Sandman, there's a lot of rhetoric in the manosphere about self-improvement. What is the point if you're not looking for love? What is the point if it helps you contribute to a society that sees you as expendable? I'm a 30-something incel that gets depressed when the holidays draw near, unquote. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation. The point is to become the very best version of yourself. I heard that from Captain Picard on Star Trek The Next Generation. He was making a speech to a human that was from the 21st century, and that man's purpose was to make money. But when he woke up in the future, money was worthless, and personal development was humanity's new purpose. Your subconscious does the whole self-improvement thing to attract a mate automatically. If self-improvement, be it physical, mental, or financial, wasn't so important, then why did Andrew Tate get deplatformed? He's the king of promoting self-improvement. Making money, working out, learning new skills, etc. I found an article that kind of fits into the theme of self-improvement and the nihilism you seem to be experiencing, Mr. Anonymous. And it's called Andrew Tate in the West's Lost Boys, Young Men Are Struggling in a Woman's World. And it says this, in August 2022, English teacher Christy Pohl took to Twitter to warn other teachers about Andrew Tate, who was spouting dangerous misogynistic and homophobic abuse online. Christy was worried about his appeal to younger boys. You will struggle to find a boy or young man who doesn't know who he is, except perhaps among the Amish. His appeal should instead be seen as the leading indicator of some of the genuine distortion being felt by millions of boys and men out there. This male malaise is real. The educational, economic, and cultural rise of women represents perhaps the greatest liberation of the modern age. It is one we should rightly celebrate. But it does prompt the question, what about the men? Without the clear direction and social incentives of the old provider-protector model of mankind, many men are left rudderless, unpowered, and drifting. Men don't know who they should be, yet Tate has no such doubts. He projects masculine strength, confidence, and independence. If broader society does not have a positive story to tell boys and young men about who they should be, we should not be surprised by the appeal of people like Andrew Tate, who does. In this sense, Tate is a successor to Jordan Peterson. Peterson has offered some opinions that many progressives find objectionable, but he's milquetoast by comparison to Tate. What's driving the popularity of Peterson and Tate, as well as many other figures like podcaster Joe Rogan, however, is the same thing. A desperate need for some positive male-specific guidance, which is now missing in mainstream culture. We've also torn up the old script for masculinity, based on providing for and protecting women and children. But we haven't replaced it with a new positive masculine script. That has created a dangerous cultural vacuum, one that figures like Andrew Tate are only too happy to fill. Masculinity needs a script. The only question is who is writing it. And if we don't want it to be Tate, it has to be mainstream institutions and culture. As Daniel Schwamenthal, the director of the American Jewish Committee's Transatlantic Institute, says, the iron state of politics is that if there are real problems in society and responsible parties don't deal with them, the irresponsible parties will jump on them instead. It is time for mainstream institutions to deal with this crisis of masculinity directly. If not when we're looking for someone to blame for the rise of Andrew Tate, we might have to look in the mirror, unquote. That's the Cole's known version of that article, Mr. Anonymous. But I'm sure you listened to me and maybe even Peterson and Tate before, and you're asking yourself, so what's the point of life? Why am I here? You have to tell yourself a good story and believe it so that your life has some sort of meaning and value outside of just being a tool for the state, corporations, and women. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code Sandman to get 10% off. Now available in four formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Mr. Anonymous might be having an existential crisis in Incel Land Clown World Show. Purpose is the hardest thing to attain if you're a man free of a wife and kids. Even I might have to put purpose on the sidelines to make money within the next 6 months to a year. I have no choice given the zigzagging of the stock market, and I can't make money on my money. Given the censorship of my channel as well, But I'm also working harder now than ever than I have when I was in relationships. Also, what's the point of contributing to society if it sees you as expendable, as you ask? Well, for me, I've saved hundreds if not thousands of lives. Not to mention the dozens of other creators that I've inspired that have also saved tens of thousands if not hundreds of thousands of more men. Just yesterday, a guy contacted me and told me that he paid off all his debts and did so because he went monk mode thanks to MGTOW and Howard Dare, whom I inspired to start his channel. I agree with you, Mr. Anonymous. Self-improvement without using your improvement for something beyond just hedonism and making your life easier than it really is just masturbation. Improve yourself for a purpose. Peterson wants to help people psychologically, and Tate wants to help men and grow his tater tot army to take over the world. You laugh, but I'm dead serious. It looks like I'm going to start a new YouTube channel soon, and I'll try to do both simultaneously for a while, but I'll probably do the new channel if it takes off. And I might just stop posting here entirely. Maybe even take this whole thing down. The new channel will not give me purpose like this one. It will only hopefully provide the money to approach my purpose from another direction. Overt attacks on gynocentrism with MGTOW philosophy is working, but not quickly enough. I need the money to do my covert attacks from the shadows that's unstoppable, and checkmate the proud owners of mammaries forever, and free men for all time. It's ironic I have purpose, but I won't have the resources to keep following it. You lack purpose, yet you have more free time and resources to tackle it too. Part of it is I'm tired of fighting a battle that I can't win, but that I'm constantly losing ground on. My efforts need to be put elsewhere. A year ago, the situation was completely different. I was having great luck with crypto, my channel, and my health. Fast forward a year later, my channel is dying, crypto is in its winter, and I had to sell all my dividend stocks at the top of the market, so I wouldn't lose any money, and I'm going for surgery in January. Now my purpose is to win the war to free men from women's holes without freedom of speech. Make our enemy's greatest weapon, censorship, irrelevant. I don't want to end up like Aaron Schwartz, one of the Reddit founders that ended himself, because he had a purpose but he couldn't accomplish it. Don't think that just because you have a purpose, that's a good thing. If what you want to accomplish doesn't line up with the narrative, then you'll be under constant attacks to stop you. Andrew Tate's means to his ends were the problem. His means were being provocative. Now he's just going to have to try different platforms, but that's not the answer either, because the mainstream will continue attacking him. The way to change the world is to first figure out what you want to change about it, and not to try and spread your worldview to others. If you do that and your worldview doesn't align with what the elites want, then they'll do whatever they can to stop you from spreading your information. Instead, focus on creating new technologies that spread your ideas instead. That way people won't necessarily have to take on your belief system, but their behavior will lead to the same outcome. For example, lover bots or virtual sex systems means that MGTOW goes mainstream, but you're not influencing men's rational mind with philosophy. Instead, you're catering to men's base urges through technology, and it leads to the exact same results. The men go their own way, but one way you suffer and you're hated by society. The other way you're a brilliant tech entrepreneur and you're liberating women by creating technology for them to exploit men in new creative ways. The outcomes are the same, yet one path is a lot of resistance, and the other is easier, and you'll get a lot of support from women. It reminds me of something that Jeff Booth said, that instead of trying to change an existing system because you'll face a lot of opposition from the entrenched interests, just create a new system that's better than the current one, and simply watch people migrate over to yours. It's like the people that used to use Crackberries at my work back in 2008, when the iPhone first came out. I could see just how revolutionary it was, but they all thought it was a passing fad, and that an iPhone was just a toy. They didn't like it, but you didn't see people freaking out about it. As for purpose outside of women, Mr. Anonymous, this is one of the most common questions I get. To find a purpose and point, you have to try a bunch of different things in your life and see which ones you enjoy. Just like with technology, you don't try and change the existing tech, but create new tech and watch people arrive. You do the same with purpose. You find a new one besides family, and then there's an easier transition over in that direction. But just like inventing a lover bot is hard, so is finding a new purpose. It's not easy. Not to mention that we're in a women's world, and the first thing you need to have to help you along your journey is self-confidence, so you can seek out that purpose. That's hard when you're living in a women's world where being a man is just simply considered almost evil. What worked for me, Mr. Anonymous, is trying as many different things as humanly possible when I was in high school with regards to subjects, until I found the things that not only gave me fulfillment, but also purpose. Most people make their family their purpose, and their careers or hobbies come second. I always knew I could take one path or the other. I tried the relationship/family path and realized that it wasn't for me. You can't say that because you've been sent going your own way. What I would do if I were you is to work on myself, get involved with women, and then with your red pill awareness, reject them, and then find something else to live for. I don't want to see you have regrets, but you should try and get out of your comfort zone and figure out what your passions are. Don't be one of the West Lost Boy tater tots listening to Tate and Peterson. The point is to better yourself and expand your understanding of the world. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that feminists don't want men to have any good role models and therefore smash our self-esteem to smithereens by shutting down the so-called bad role models. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that don't want men to have any role models, either good or bad, away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.